After constantly being bombarded with emails, phone calls, and text messages on a daily basis asking, what would you do? Sometimes it's an, oh crap, I made a mistake, help me. And sometimes it's just a question about the latest technology and do we feel it's worth the investment? We want to help answer all of these questions. So, welcome to What Would Larry Do? Featuring Dr. Ann. We'll be interviewing experts in the industry to help answer the questions that you desire to know the answers to. And now, it's time for What Would Larry Do? Featuring Dr. Ann.
Hello, and welcome to What Would Larry Do? I am Dr. Ann, and I'm here with Larry Helwig this morning on a bright and early morning in sunny Arizona.
Early is right. It's 7 a.m., you guys. Hey, whoa. Most people are still in bed.
I know. This is not our normal recording time.
We're working, just so you know.
Yes, we are. But we're excited. We have some fun stuff for you guys today. And we're just going to kind of jump right into it. But we are here to talk about what the Cyton BBL Hero is. So I'm going to let Larry dive in with some stuff. He'll probably start, you know, on a tangent somewhere, but I'm just going to let him roll and then I'll reel him back in when I need to.
Let's see. Spacecraft. Let's talk about that for a while. Okay. So, you know, every once in a while, a game changer comes along in technology that absolutely changes how things are done. And as I've mentioned before, I've been doing this about 100 years. And when I started in this industry, I mean, it was like one pulse every 12 seconds when you're doing a treatment.
Which is an eternity.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. You know, we're doing a treatment on your face, and we do a pulse, and then we talk about your family and your dog and your aunt and uncle. We do another pulse. We talk, you know, and I mean, we have to do hundreds of pulses. So if you think, I mean, that's where our industry was. And everything is changing now, like at the speed of light. In fact, we're getting another new technology at the end of this week that is also quite revolutionary that we'll be talking about down the road. But this is a game-changing technology because it's delivering four times as much energy, and it's delivering it at four pulses per second. You know, so we were talking about one pulse every, you know,
12 seconds.
I mean, it's, you know, now we're doing four per second. And I'm going to go back a little bit and talk about the study that was done at Stanford. And I know we've talked about this before, so if you've listened to our podcast, you may remember a little bit of this discussion. But they did a study at Stanford where they actually evaluated photofacial treatments. And photofacial treatments are treatments done pretty much face, neck, chest, that type of thing. And when you do it, you're treating the red and brown that you find on tissue. So it's vascular and the pigmented lesions and things like that. So anything that's making your skin dull, absorbing light, all of that, that's a photofacial. And that was invented by Dr. Bitter. In fact, the father and son, Dr. Bitter and Dr. Patrick Bitter Jr., many, many years ago. And they found this by doing certain treatments. They found, wow, when we're doing this, the entire skin looks brighter. It's cleaner. It's like, you know, vacuuming your face, and all of a sudden everything's gone. So it's really a nice treatment. So,
well, and just to bring back, in case our listeners are not familiar with it, photofacial is using light versus an actual laser. So we're actually using light to create these changes in the skin.
That's right. A company called Cyton developed a system that they call BBL, which is broadband light. So with the broadband light, it can go after all of this within the different wavelengths within that light. And so it's really impressive when you start thinking, okay, we can work on someone's face and remove all of the stuff that is making them dull because it absorbs light. And so if you're not reflecting light, you look old. And what this is doing, and it's doing it beautifully, is the exact same thing, only many, many, many times faster and more comfortably. And so now, if you think about it, photofacial has been a facial treatment for all this time. Now you have photo body, and that's the game changer. You can now do, you know, neck, chest, arms, back, full legs. And we did this on someone about 6'1", and we literally did her entire body. And, you know, you spend about 2.5 hours to do, you know, everything. And so that changes the playing field dramatically. And so Cyton is this company out of Los Gatos, California, and they really have dedicated themselves to having the best technology. And we've known them for a long time. It was established in 1997 by James Hobart and Daniel Negus, and they're both PhDs, and they were at another company called Coherent. And when Coherent got purchased and became a publicly traded company, they left and eventually started Cyton. And they just didn't want to go the direction that the new company was going to go. And they developed this, and they did such a nice job with Cyton and all the different devices that they started creating, their lasers, their all of this stuff, and different platforms. Well, this is the latest and greatest, and wow, is it a game changer when you're treating a patient.
Yeah, I like to think of Cyton as the Ferrari of lasers.
Yeah.
Their equipment, how you can use it, the ease of use. And one thing I do want to bring back up, photofacial-wise, so yes, we can remove abnormal pigment, so we're not removing normal pigmentation, but it's the abnormal pigment that you get from sun damage and from broken vessels that absorbs the light and so that you don't reflect it. But what the Stanford study was showing, that besides just removing abnormal pigment to bring back the normal glow to the skin, is that it was actually affecting RNA and DNA expression to get the cells of the skin to act like younger cells. So it was changing the skin overall to give you a younger, healthier appearance besides just pigment. That's where the BBL came in and was really the original game changer of not just removing pigment, but actually changing the skin to look younger. Now we're on that next wave of BBL, which is the BBL Hero.
And in that study, they found that gene expression, you're actually taking genes that function as more like old age and getting them to start acting young. And, you know, because at a particular age, and we usually say around 30, your body starts to shut down. And so, you know, the genes that always kept you looking young start to slow down and eventually stop. And the genes that make you look old kind of take over.
Although I think the study says 40, but we'll go with Larry's 30 today.
By the time you're 40, it's too late, you know. It's like we're seeing all these signs already. So, I mean, maybe people are saying 40, but that's not what I physically see.
I think you're going to make a few people depressed if you think it's too late to start at 40.
Well, it's never too late, you know, and that's that's the advantage that we have now. We have technology that is actually changing things so rapidly. And so, you know, at any age, you can come in and get going with a program that's going to make a big difference. And again, just not that many years ago, you didn't have the ability to do that. Mm-hmm. So if you think about taking and treating your arms, okay, we're doing 4 pulses per second. We can go, you know, back and forth and do 2 or 3 passes on your arms and, you know, be done in, 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not possible the old way. And not only be done quickly, it is more comfortable. Again, we're delivering 4 times. It's 4 times faster. It's 3 times the peak power that we had before. And it's got double the cooling. And so everything is more comfortable and faster by doing this. And all of this energy, just think about how much energy is now going. And what I like to say is what doesn't go for reds and doesn't go for browns goes for collagen. Mm-hmm. And in a roundabout way, that energy is being used for very, very good things, one way or the other. So it's an exciting time in technology, and we're so excited to have this device. And so now when you're looking at yourself and you see pigment in the, when you're looking in the mirror, you see pigment, but you could be looking at a large mirror, looking at your whole body. And, you know, knowing, okay, the chest can be done, the arms can be done, the shoulders are always heavily pigmented. So you can do the shoulders, you can do the back, you can do legs. And the thing is, whatever you don't do is definitely going to look different than what you treat.
Mm-hmm.
That's dramatically different. If it didn't look different, then that means we're not doing anything. And this is amazing for that. So the thought is that if you can do it in a relatively short period of time, you know, the cost, everything is reduced, you can get these treatments and look fantastic from head to toe by using new technology.
Yeah, and I look at it as revolutionary for both patients and practitioners. So for me as the practitioner, if you have ever photofacialed a full set of legs, you know how long it takes. And I have done that time and time again. Arms, not so bad. Like, you can kind of cruise through those. But full set of legs, I mean, you're in there for a while. Like, it's pretty grueling. The second we started with the BBL Hero with the In Motion, it cut it, I would say, at least in half, if not more. I mean, I was blown away at how fast I could get through this set of legs. That's what I look at for practitioners, is that we are now able to collect the same amount of money for half the amount of time we're spending in the room, because the patient is still going to get these amazing results. And I will tell you, with some of the arms that I have photofacialed recently, Larry has seen them with the BBL Hero, the amount of pigment I have pulled off their arms is astonishing. It was so much pigmentation, so much microcrusting. The lady didn't even know she had that much sun damage until I did it with the BBL Hero. And I mean, her arms were microcrusted from top to bottom. They look amazing now.
Well, the advantage is we're doing so much more.
Yes.
So, you know, when you do more and it hurts less, I mean, that's a win-win situation. And
yes.
And you can do it in half the time or less. And in many cases, it's going to be like a third or a fourth the time. And so when you can start doing that, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've developed it, so it's a system that's part of a new device that they have called the M-Jewel,
mm-hmm.
and which is really a sexy little unit. I mean, this thing is so cool. I think, you know, I can't believe how nice it is. And I think any office, if you are starting up your practice and you're thinking about technology, think about the M-Jewel. Because you have the full BBL on it. You have all the different wavelengths that do it, and you can do it the old way, which is more the stationary way,
mm-hmm.
or you can do it in motion, in which it becomes very fast. And now you have the ability to do full body, whereas others, that's really a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can do what others can't do. And I just think that's such a big deal. And in addition to it, with the BBL, you have hair removal that is standard. You can do acne treatments with it. That's standard. If you want tightening, you can add tightening to that platform. So all of that is added to it, along with another device that we have also fallen in love with, and we'll probably have a little discussion on at another time.
Yeah.
But it's one of our favorite treatments as well, and it's all part of the M-Jewel package. Again, a really nice little unit. It just plugs into 110, and this is a starting system for anybody out there. It's just fantastic. But they've also made the Hero, which again is our in-motion technology. They have added that to the platform, the X platform. And so now, if you've got the big system, you can add that to it, and do, you know, do your treatments in motion. So again, you have all these advantages that you didn't have before. So this is why we call it a game changer. It just is going to change how practices can do treatments and the kind of results that people can get in a really short period of time. So Ann mentioned the arms that she did. Mm-hmm. It's not like you can't do it the other way. But if you can get that much pigment and that quickly.
Uniformly, too.
Yes. I mean, it was beautiful. And the patient was just like, whoa. You know, and so when you get that whoa,
yeah,
that's a big deal. I mean, you are, again, changing someone, and you're doing it in a fashion that other systems aren't going to be able to do. So we love it. It's a new technology out there. Yeah, I think it's been around maybe about 3 to 6 months so far?
No, it. I would say that definitely last summer probably is when it came out. I know that they didn't quite launch it right away because we were all in the middle of COVID and kind of shut down. But I want to say that they were one of the companies that, despite COVID, and they knew that they couldn't go out to offices, they just launched it and started telling people about it. But I don't think it really started to hit until maybe the fall or winter when they could actually, you know, visit people again. So they had it out there. They had it ready produced. They were showing us the studies. We just couldn't get a hold of it till later.
Yeah, they had a webinar and they went through it. And they, Dr. Posner talked and Dr. Bitter talked. And these are big names in the industry you may be familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
They were speaking about this, and they had it in their office, and they had been using it and testing it and all that. And when the webinar was over, you know, I told Ann, I said, that's something we got to have.
Oh,
I mean, that's just, you can't be the top of the line without having the top of the line.
He only wanted it because he thought it looked sexy.
It really did. It looked so sexy.
Which is super funny because that seems to be the running theme lately as companies develop their devices. They're trying to make them look all sexy. This is the second one we've seen that's new that Larry's attracted to.
Yeah, it really is. It's nice to have the bells and whistles because, again, you know, we know the history with the BBL. Mm-hmm. We've had it for years. We know what it does to skin. Well, the thought of being able to do the exact same thing so much faster and more comfortably, that's a plus. You know, now can you do faces with it? Yes, of course you can. You can do the neck and the chest and all the areas we talked about. So you can make these treatments far more comfortable. And then if you want to go back and do stationary in certain places or target certain things, you can do it. You know, they have all the adapters and everything to do it. So we wanted to give a big shout out on this technology because it has just changed the way we're doing photofacial in our practice.
Well, and we have to go back and look at the other aspects. So besides being fast, I know you've said it a couple times, but it's the pain factor, right?
Yeah.
So if your patients think something is painful, they will not come back and do it, regardless as if they like the results. I can't remember what office I was in, but they were talking about laser vein removal. And of course, I think, were you with me on the story where they talked about that they zapped this lady? They were treating a vein that was too large, by the way. So this is why it happened. But anyways, they zapped her leg in one spot with the laser vein removal. It was so painful. She flew up off the table and was like, all right, I'm out. Literally walked out of the clinic, never came back. You know, it's not like photofacial is that bad, but I had mine yesterday. Sierra got to torture me and I don't enjoy it. You know, the face, you need to have it done. It is one of the best maintenance or / enhancement treatments. I get my photofacial several times a year. I always whine when I get it done on my face. The neck and chest is much easier in motion. If your patients do not find it to be painful, they will come back again and again and again and not dread it. And that is a huge difference for just retaining your patients. If they find it's too painful, they won't do it. You know what I mean? And so you have to have treatments where patients are going to be willing to get it done. And not just face, but full body.
So we just finished a training course on lasers. And it's like 11 days long where we go through all kinds of information. And we just finished it. And when I'm talking about doing photofacial and all that, the first thing that comes up is, not my favorite treatment. It just isn't.
To have done, that is.
Yeah, to have done.
He loves to torture other people.
Yeah, that's a different situation entirely. But getting it, I mean, it's a snap. It's a rubber band snap. And, you know, I always tell the patient what you need to ask is how long is that rubber band? Because, damn, you know. And then, of course, when we do each other, we abuse each other quite a bit. You know, we crank it up and just go for it. But I tell them in the class that you are going to love the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to love the process.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, we do multiple passes. We do very high energy. We've got cooling built into the system. And in addition, we use other cooling. So we can do it very safely. But the process itself is not comfortable. Now, when you have Hero, mm-hmm. all of a sudden you've taken something that I did not like, the process, and you've made that process so much nicer and so much more comfortable and, of course, faster. I'm laying there, you know, a fraction of the time. And so that does change the game entirely. So I think for offices out there that are thinking about this, you need to look at it. I think patients, you know, if you're a patient out there, look it up and see who has it, because you're going to have an entirely different experience with that than any other system. And that's what we're finding. Our patients are absolutely freaking loving it.
Yeah. When I was laying there yesterday getting ready to start my face and she's putting the gel on, I almost wanted to back out of it.
Yeah.
It's funny how we get that feeling. I'm like, do I really want to be doing this? I mean, I could just not do it. But I was like, nope, you're already here. You need to do it. And, you know, granted, I started with her and I was like, what settings are you using? And I actually made her turn it up. So I made her increase it by 2 joules. I was like, that's not enough because I'm very fair skinned and I needed more aggressive. And then I started regretting the decision to tell her to turn it up.
It's snappy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now you can do the face in mm-hmm. motion.
Yeah.
And it's because it's a smaller area. You know, you're not maybe going at 4 hertz, which is 4 pulses per second. Maybe you're going at 2 or 2.5 or something like that. So you can slow it down, make it more comfortable. And I think if you do that plus the individual stationary, mm-hmm. you know, you can have a really nice treatment. Again, reduce the time, reduce the rubber band snap experience, and make the whole thing a lot better, you know, and more comfortable for the patient.
Yeah, because especially our patients like me who tend to have rosacea or more vascular issues, we are the ones that tend to be more sensitive with the photofacial. Because instead of just having a handful of brown targets here and there, we have 80 million little red tiny vessels underneath creating this redness, and they are all targets all being hit at the same time, which is why it hurts a lot.
Yeah, and she's a wimp.
Yeah, you're a wimp too. I will not deny I'm a wimp when it comes to photofacials. I can handle injections better than I can that dang photofacial. I can actually handle resurfacing better than I can handle that photofacial, but I love it because, again, I have rosacea. If I do not do my photofacial at least 3 times a year, I am constantly battling the redness. And I don't want broken blood vessels developing on my cheeks. I don't want it turning into the papillary rosacea where I'm getting, you know, the little bumps. Or worst case scenario, Larry, what happens with rosacea in its worst stages?
Oh, yeah. Ugly. Yeah, you don't want to go there. You know, the rosacea is stage 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Mm-hmm.
We typically don't see stage 4. That's Mm-mm. ocular.
It's rare.
Yeah. But you can get, you know, especially for men, Irish descent, you get rhinophyma. And, you know, so the whole thing is you go from flushing and blushing, a little bit of redness mm-hmm. to basically rosacea, where you are red all the time. And if you, you know, have a couple glasses of wine or something like that, you're Rudolph from across the room. So, you know, that whole thing doesn't, you know, bode well for most patients.
Mm-mm.
And so, you know, treating them, being able to treat them, all the different scenarios is very important, because otherwise it can progress and become papillary rosacea, where you actually have something that looks like acne with your redness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you differentiate it from acne.
But the rhinophyma is the part that's scary.
Yeah, that's, you get this bulbous nose, you know, and it starts to grow from the nose. I have seen one female that had rhinophyma of the face, and we treated her with resurfacing, which I know you can't see, but I had a little resurfacing on my neck yesterday, so I may just point that out a little bit. I was a victim to a class setting. Students doing my neck yesterday. So anyway, next time you see me, if you see me, my neck will probably be firm and tight. And I'm just taking one for the team. You know, that's what I do.
Yeah, but the rhinophyma, you're right. It's about one out of every 12. So, yeah. You know, if the 11 of them are men, one of them is a woman, but that can still happen. And when it does start to turn, it starts to progress rapidly and your nose will grow. It'll grow in size. It'll get lumpy. W.C. Fields was the famous one who had the rhinophyma. And if you go and Google it and look at pictures, if you have rosacea, the number one thing I can tell you is keep up with your photofacials regularly or you could turn into that eventually. And then it's a lot harder to fix. It's so much easier to prevent.
And in Arizona, we see red all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so common. And why? You know, and all of this kind of leads to maintenance, which I like to call enhancement. Mm-hmm. And so if you think about all of this, you know, you have to maintain your house. You have to maintain your car. Same thing with your skin. Same thing with your body. So you can do little things, you know, get your correction done. Do little things to enhance mm-hmm. the correction. And so, you know, if you're producing collagen and correction, why not continue that process and keep it going? So all of that is helpful, and that was part of the whole study that they did mm-hmm. also. And it just simply showed in one component of the study that people looked a lot younger 10 years later, even though when they first came in, they were now looking younger, and it's because they were having a series of these BBL treatments each year. You know, so they did the treatment, the correction, and then you're just doing some maintenance along the way. But if you continue to improve and you continue to look younger, I don't look at that as maintenance. I think that's enhancement. And so you're enhancing where you were dramatically, in fact, from where you were to where you're going, and you're doing it with no downtime.
Yes.
You know, that's a big deal. It's not like we're resurfacing you and doing all of that. This is just a no downtime treatment. So for those of you out there listening, if you haven't had photofacial, BBL photofacial, or BBL photobody, I highly recommend you get on board and do it. It's going to change your skin so much for the better that it is very worthwhile. And again, we call it a game changer because now it's very quick.
And if you look at the two of us today, if you go back and check our video, Larry's had his neck resurfaced and you can see it. I had photofacial face, neck, and chest yesterday and you can't even tell.
Yeah.
And so that's where, when he was saying no downtime, this is why we recommend it as our maintenance treatments to our patients. When I get done with what I call correction and my patients ask, what do I do next? This is the first thing that I tell them. We have to get you on your maintenance / enhancement schedule. 3 to 4 times a year, you should be doing something. And depending on what they have going on, photofacial is always at least 2 of those times. But what I want to bring up is, being here in Arizona, it's the body that matters just as much as the face. If we go back and look at that Forever Young BBL study, and if we were to start taking people's legs and arms and treating them the same 3 to 4 times a year over the next period of 5 to 10 years, can you imagine what their skin would look like?
And the enhancement, that would make such a nice difference, because what do we see when the patients, you know, 40s to 50s, 50s to 60s, what are we doing? We're doing skin tightening on everyone.
Mm-hmm. And the knees are hard to treat. The inner thighs are hard to treat. That skin laxity above and below the elbow is hard to treat. These are all the areas that patients just let go too far, and the correction surgically is even hard to do, let alone you start doing something like this. It's easy. It doesn't have downtime. Now it doesn't even have the same pain associated with it. You're in and out. You're back to your normal life the next day looking fine, but if you do it 3 times a year, you can maintain and prevent all this stuff from happening.
And the difference in the patients who have been doing things like that versus those who haven't, big difference.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a call from a patient of ours that we had been treating, and from...
Full body.
She's not Phoenix. She's not out of state, but she's about a two-hour drive. And this is a patient that we were doing all kinds of things on. And she's in her 70s and looked really good, really good. Well, it's been a few years now, maybe 4 or 5.
Yeah, I want to say at least 5.
Yeah, and things are starting to change on her. So I look at her arms, I look at her legs, and again, you can't just stop. I mean, you stop maintaining your car, you're not going to do the oil change, you're not going to do anything. Things happen.
Eventually that engine's going to blow up.
Yeah, so... You know, it is a common sense thing, but not everybody thinks of it that way. And if they just dedicate, you know, a couple hours, maybe every 2, 3 months, 4 months, come in, have something done, you're not dealing with that. So here we are 5 years later, kind of having to start over again at an age that's 5 years later. So you know, you've got to get the fibroblasts going. You've got to get the collagen going. All these things. It's a step-by-step process. And as we get older, everything is slower.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we understand the process. We understand what's necessary to make the change. The technology is allowing us to make the change faster and better than ever before, which is just, I mean, just in the last few years, what's happened in technology is amazing.
Yes.
So now there's really not an excuse. You're not going to be there all day, you know, to have something done. And things don't hurt like they used to. I mean, it's really much more comfortable. And I think that's a direction of technology, and we're very excited about it. And we're very thankful for Cyton to bring this out. It's made quite a really big difference to our practice.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, hair removal in motion changed hair removal. So photofacial in motion is going to change photofacial.
It is. And I think it's just a matter of time where people get on board with it. But if you're a patient out there, think about, you know, in motion, because it's going to make it so much nicer for you. And if you are an office out there, a physician or a technician, you know, consider Cyton BBL in motion. It's called Hero. Look it up. And go to their website, look it up. You'll see all about it. And we think you're going to love it, because we certainly do.
Yeah. And by the way, HERO stands for High Energy Rapid Output. So that's why they named it BBL HERO.
I meant to say that about 15 minutes ago. Yeah, somewhere it left my mind. I don't.
All right. Well, we're going to have to wrap this one up. Any last words of advice that you want to leave our listeners with?
Yes, enhancement, enhancement, enhancement. Don't stop. You get the collagen going. You get the momentum. You all know momentum. It works in two directions, you know, anti-aging or aging. And if the momentum is going for aging, you're not going to like it. If it's going for anti-aging, every year you're looking younger and younger and doing less, you know, to make that happen. So you just have to do some things and keep that going, and you will be very happy you did.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to What Would Larry Do? Featuring Dr. Ann. Hear it live each week here or anytime 24/7 on demand at StarWorldWideNetworks.com.